proudly South African, and today, more than ever, proudly South African, as we celebrate World Tourism Day. Remember, the Free State has it all. Spiritual and cultural immersion, beautiful landscapes and tranquility. Hit that recharge button and shake off the lockdown blues by rediscovering and exploring the heart of South Africa. Made possible by the Department of Economic, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs. Celebrating World Tourism Day. Joining me now is Mr. Lehlonolo Mokoena, tourism lecturer at the Central University of Technology. Welcome to OFM.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the beautiful Free State.
I know. I'm actually from the Free State myself.
Yes.
So yeah, we have one of the most beautiful provinces in South Africa.
So much to do and see. And earlier we also spoke to the HOD of Destia about exactly that, putting the spotlight on what you can do locally, things that you didn't know of before.
Absolutely.
But today I want to ask you, what is the importance of tourism education?
Sure. I think it's really, really important. I think one of the things that I found over the years of being a tourism lecturer is that there's so much misconception around what tourism entails. And I think that misconception is really about the fact that for a lot of people, when they think about tourism, they think luxury. This is an activity for the elite. And it's more than that. When we talk about tourism, it's more than just people enjoying themselves. It contributes so much to the economy for South Africa. And ultimately, you know, I said yesterday at the gala dinner that tourism, we basically use it also as a catalyst, or rather a mechanism that we use to promote peace and cultural understanding.
That's our heritage. I mean, we just celebrated it over this
Absolutely.
Weekend, and our beautiful country is what we should be proud of. And I like what you say about inviting people to just step out and experiencing something that they haven't done before.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be luxurious or expensive, and that really makes me happy to see our beautiful country doesn't have to cost a fortune.
No, it doesn't have to cost a fortune. I think I'm not sure, you know, we're celebrating the tourism month, and there's a lot of people who are coming to the Eastern Free State. There's so many hidden gems in the Free State, and I think it speaks to that when we talk tourism, it doesn't have to be Cape Town, does not have to be Durban, doesn't have to be Johannesburg. There's so many hidden gems. And one thing that I like about our tourism product is that it caters for everybody.
So what is our recovery plan? How are we going to get people back to the Free State?
You know what? Just from a broad perspective, I think we certainly have the short-term as well as the long-term goal plan. So in the short term, I think it's very important that we get people traveling domestically. That's really, really important. We need to drive the message for our local people to travel within South Africa. And of course, I'm also excited with regard to the fact that most of our international source markets, they are removing us from the red list. So I think the sooner we get people traveling, I think that is, in a short term, that's going to help us a lot in terms of the recovery plan.
Well, I'm very excited to be here today, and
yes,
it really is a stunning day in Clarence as well. We are celebrating World Tourism Day. Lehlonolo Mokoena is a tourism lecturer at the Central University of Technology. Enjoy today, and thank you for joining us on our event.
Thank you very much for inviting me. This was really exciting.
And thank you very much
thank
also
you
for
very
sharing
much.
A bit of your insight today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, you can hop onto our Facebook page, OFM, the Sound of Your Life, and see what we are getting up to today as World Tourism Day. Details also online at ofm.co.za. Here's a little bit of Mika.